The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The primary goal of the Region 4A tournament for head coach Rob Edwards and his 21-6 Clay County Bulldogs has been achieved. Win the semifinal and advance to sectional play. Tonight, it's all about the icing on top of the cake, securing the comfortable confines of Joe Sims Gym for sub-state play and grabbing region bragging rights for the sixth time in 8 years. An outstanding matchup lies before us here in the Region 4A championship as the black, purple, and gold defending state champions go toe-to-toe with the 23-5 East Robertson Indians. The upcoming 32 minutes of action-packed basketball will feature high-flying offenses, tenacious defenses, and frenzied fan bases. We're about to find out if the Indians will be on the warpath or if the Bulldogs are going to do some biting.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, and Bat Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our fifth broadcast of the boys basketball postseason. For the fourth night in a row, we're here at East Robertson High School to deliver our 10th broadcast in 14 days. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to keep up with action for you tonight. Joining me soon will be former head coach Thomas Watson. But for now, as always, I'm joined by a man who's as excited over tonight's game as much as I've ever seen him excited over any contest we've ever called, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, thanks for that kind introduction, as always. And you're right. I mean, what's not to be excited about here, this matchup we've got in front of us, you know. And all of these trips over here to East Robertson have been worth it. We've witnessed Class A basketball at its best, and there's no doubt it's going to continue tonight as we get set to call this battle between district champions.
Yep.
Out of Class District 7A, Clay County, and District 8A, East Robertson. This one's going to be fun.
It is. It's essentially going to be a sub-state atmosphere here. The only difference, no elimination, of course, because we are essentially playing a home game at East Robertson High School against the Indians. So going to be a off-the-hook atmosphere, as the old saying might go.
Yeah, loud gym right here in front of us. It's already starting to fill up, folks. But we wouldn't be sitting here high atop the visitors' bleachers without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board with us and making this all happen here for Bulldog Nation. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what's going to be in the newspaper in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show and this big battle to come here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper and discuss what will be in the paper next week in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The story will explain how the Dogs flex their muscles to reach tonight's region title game with a 76-45 domination of Gordesville in the semifinal round. In a game they never trailed, Clay County led by six at the end of the first period and at halftime, too, before slamming the door on the Tigers' season with a huge third-quarter surge, where the Dogs outscored Gordesville 24-10 to take control. Grant Strong posted 15 of his game-high 37 in the decisive frame, which put Clay County ahead by 20 heading into the fourth quarter before reserves finished off the 31-point victory. Besides Strong, Jeff Spivey and Wyatt Browning each added 8 points. Keaton Arms had six. Andrew Smith, three. Kyler Westmoreland, three. Bryce Bailey had five. And Eli Smith and Jimmy Burchett and Nolan Adams all scored two apiece in that one, Daniel. So everybody kind of got in on the action. And I thought it was, like I said about the girls, that semifinal was kind of their most complete performance.
It was. You know, more of what we come to see all season long, a gradual build. And by the end of the game, a 30-point difference. Hopefully we'll see that tonight.
Looking forward to it. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from that game and tonight's contest in your Delhalla Horizon next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and East Robertson for the Region 4A title here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 4A update. 16 boys teams left across the state of Tennessee playing basketball tonight. Tonight is not an elimination round. We're going to go ahead and look at this region first. Of course, Clay County and East Robertson set to get it on here in just a few minutes. Clay County got here by beating Knowledge Academies in the quarterfinal, and then Gordonsville in the semifinal. East Robertson got here by beating Redbone Springs in the quarterfinal, and then a big win over Pickett County in the semifinal, eliminating Coach Aminette and the Bobcats. That's how they got here. Across the rest of the state, the 8 region matchups, Hampton taking on North Green tonight, Oliver Springs playing Harriman in Region 2. Region 3 features Van Buren County and Chattanooga Prep, so the winners and the winner of this game will play the loser of the Van Buren County Chattanooga Prep game, and vice versa as far as winners and losers. The other four regions across the state in Region 5, it is Santa Fe taking on Richland, McKenzie taking on West Carroll, and out in far west Tennessee, Peabody taking on Middleton, who was ranked number 1 in the state throughout the majority of the season, maybe all season. And then the other one, MAHS down in Memphis, taking on MASE in that region title. So, Coach, everybody likes to talk about those Region 7 and 8 boys teams. Here's the good news. Between Peabody, Middleton, MAHS, and MASE, 2 of the 4 will be eliminated Monday night.
Great news.
Yeah, always.
And I'm glad it's not a round robin.
Exactly. Of course, obviously, we're not afraid of that group because we beat MAHS in the state title game last year. Going to be a tough one here tonight between these guys. Hampton and North Green out of Region 1, both of those guys are favorites to get back to the state tournament. Again, they will probably be able to sweep their matchups with Oliver Springs and Harriman on Monday night probably, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, there's going to be some good matchups there, but, you know, we always consider the eastern part of the state a little bit weaker than the middle, and I guess in years past we've considered the west a little bit tougher than the middle. It's kind of been that way, but the last couple of years it hadn't proved out that way.
That's right.
But, you know, there ain't nobody bad left, hardly.
That's a good point. 16 teams left tonight. It'll get trimmed to 8 Monday night in sectional play. This has been the Boys Region 4A update brought to you by Budget Best Control. They're friendly folks, unless you're a bug. Going to go ahead now on this CarQuest pregame show before the big Region 4A championship game and wrap it up with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all, just like your agency does.
Well, Daniel, my apology tonight. I think the Dogs need to play their best game of the season tonight to pull this one off. And I don't think we've seen that yet. So, to me, that's a good thing. And there's no better time to do it than right here in the region championship. You know, when we beat East Robertson earlier this season, Grant Strong had a huge performance, 36 points, 15 rebound, double-double. But looking back, we had 3 other guys that right at double figures, too,
yeah.
Coach. We're going to need Strong to play big in this big game, but we're also going to need contributions for the entire team on both ends of the floor to take down the Indians tonight. Don't you think, Coach Watson?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the so-called, you know, the other guys out there, they have really got to contribute tonight. You know, it'd be real nice if, you know, if they tally up and get, you know, more than half the points. You know, we know Grant's going to get a lot of points. But, you know, if he gets the support, say he gets 28 and they get 38, we're in good shape.
I agree.
If we can get a balance like that, you know, I think we got a good chance. But this bunch is big, fast, quick, and mean, looks like.
Right. Another X factor coming with that, guys. Earlier in the season, no Keaton Owens in that first matchup. He could be the X factor tonight, Coach Watson.
Absolutely. You know, I think it'd be a little bit different. I think that first game that hurt him a little bit was that there was kind of a personal vendetta, but maybe a player on the or two on the East Robertson side of going up against Grant that night. They wanted to kind of prove themselves. We're not going to see that tonight.
No, it'll be team ball all around. Going to be a good one. Folks, this has been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the national anthem here at East Robertson High School. We'll be right back for the State Farm starting lineups.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employees. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, time for the State Farm Boys starting lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. For the East Robertson Indians, their head coach Kurt Caton, 23-5 record on the season. They are the number one seed out of District 8A. Starting for the Indians, number 0, Taylor Groves. Number 11, Elijah Groves. Number 21, Zechariah Prince. Number 23, Madison Edison. And number 24, Jordan Bernard. The Clay County Bulldogs, tonight on the scoreboard, they will be the away team. They wear their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 22nd season overall, 499 wins to 197 losses. A 21-6 record on this season, the number one seed out of District 7A. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Jimmy Burchett. Junior number 13, Keaton Arms. Senior number 2, Eli Smith. Senior number 4, Jeff Spatty. And a senior, the defending Class A Mr. Basketball Award winner, number 11, Grant Strong. State Farm starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Time for Region 4A Championship basketball from East Robertson High School. Clay County going to shoot at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. East Robertson going to shoot at the hoop to our left during the first half of play. The Indians wearing their home white jerseys. Clay County originally supposed to be the home team in this game. Coach Edwards agreed to switch, though, so Clay County would not have to sit in front of East Robertson student section.
That's good.
That's why you see Clay County in their black away, and they'll be away on the scoreboard tonight. This one is underway. Strong controls the tip. Gets it to Spivey. Jeff going to hand off to Jenny and the Bulldogs with the opening possession of this contest. Like I said, they work to the hoop. Off to our right is we're atop the visiting bleachers. Grant Strong out top, defended by Taylor Groves. No, that's the younger Groves. Jump shot, no good. Ball going to be knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Spivey. Good hustle by Jeff. Just could not get to the ball. Him and Elijah Groves were fighting for it.
Both teams coming out mano-a-mano, straight man defense, it looks like, Daniel. That's the way it should be to start this one.
Eli Smith drawing the tall task of defending Taylor Groves, the talented senior and SEC athlete, going to go to Ole Miss and play football. Groves with it out top. Eli Smith all over him. It's going to be fun, guys. Eli with him. They set a screen. Groves jump shot left elbow. No good. Too strong. Rebounded by Bernard. Bernard hands off to Isaiah Groves. His jump shot no good. It hangs between the glass and the cylinder. And it's going to be
Robert.
Oh, they hang on to it with that?
Yeah, jump ball.
Oh, because they call it like a jump. Okay. Possession arrow in favor, as Coach said, of the Indians, due to strong control and opening tip. Taylor goes to inbound. Tries to work into Prince on the post. Can't do it. Finally works into Edison out top. He's defended by Jimmy Burchett. Now Isaiah Groves going to take it. I think he's a sophomore, an outstanding-looking athlete for such a young player. He kicks to Bernard at left wing. Back to Taylor Groves out top.
Eli Smith denying the ball there for Groves, Daniel. He's doing a great job so far.
Isaiah Groves, left wing, drives inside of the free throw line, kicks outside into the hands of Edison in the right wing. Now Prince inside to the hoop, misses the shot, rebound Keaton Arms. Good job by Keaton, not having too much contact. And now the first foul of the game is called against Taylor Groves. Groves frustrated, wanted to get the ball. But that's one thing that the Indians did to the Bobcats on Tuesday night. Pressured the ball a lot on defense, Coach, and had a lot of turnovers, did the Bobcats.
That was a great call right there. That kind of sends, hopefully sends a message to them.
Clay County with the ball. Eli Smith jump shot. Little wide to the right. Rebound Prince for the Indians. Gives to Taylor Groves. He's across the timeline. Kicks it over to Bernard. And his shot's good. Jordan Bernard with the first bucket of the contest, making it East Rob 2. Spivey tries to answer. Shot's in and good.
Shot, Jeff.
A great offensive move by Jeff. Drove baseline, spun into the paint, and laid it in. 2-2 the score. 6:05 and ticking first quarter. Isaiah Groves, right wing, drives inside. Kicks it to Edison. His three-pointer good. 5-2 now. The home team, East Robertson, in front by three. Smith in the corner. Kicks to Burchett out top. Back to Eli. Now Grant Strong, top of the key, drives the left side of the lane. Kicks back out to Eli. Jimmy Burchett. Now Spivey right wing. Spivey in the paint. Shots up. Ball by Groves. Recollected by Spivey. His putback no good. Jeff got it again. It goes out of bounds off of the fingertips of Prince.
I like the action here early. Jeff Spivey attacking Taylor Groves. He's already got one foul. He's putting him in a tough position. Just couldn't hardly finish right there, Daniel.
Burchett to inbound for Clay County. 5:30 mark, first quarter. East Rob 5, Clay County 2. Strong with it. Right wing. Looks over to head coach Rob Edwards, the 22-year vet. Looking for his 500th win tonight. A kick ball by the Indians. Is Strong tried to kick to Spivey at left wing, so Clay County maintains possession.
We saw the ISOs were strong right there. Pretty good defense by Groves, one-on-one.
Spivey, left corner, three-pointer. Yeah! 5-5.
That a boy, Jeff.
5 of the Clay County points. 5:05 and ticking, first quarter. And so far, Thomas, it's early, 3 minutes in, but it's exactly what we expected.
Yeah, it's what we expected right here. We see a legal screen on Prince right there. Eli Smith just sticking to Groves like glue, and he had to slide, and he picks up the offensive foul right there.
So Groves picked up their first personal earlier, right? That's the second team foul, one for Groves, one for Prince. Burgett, right wing, gives to Strong. Strong, jump shot. Good.
That's got good shot. Just inside the arc.
Under control, a smooth stroke. Hit nothing but the bottom. Clay County up for the first time here. 7-5. Jimmy Burchett, a steal. Here he comes. He's knocked to the floor. No whistles blow.
No, he wasn't out.
He got it.
His foot was up off the line.
It did look like the heel was elevated.
Yes,
not
it was.
It. So East Robertson taking back over. Brass Bailey comes to the scores table to check in. Jimmy Burchett
looks
goes
like
to the sideline.
Hobbling off a little bit.
Holding his right ankle.
Okay.
Jimmy, a tough one. I've no doubt he'll be back soon. East Robertson leading by 2, 7-5. They have the basketball. Groves across the
oh,
top.
No, we're up by 2.
Oh, sorry.
We're guests, remember?
That's right. That's the first time this postseason we've been the guests. Been the home on the scoreboard every other game. Clay Kenny leads by 2. Groves, three-pointer. No good. Rebound hard. Keaton with his second rebound. Gets the Spivey. Jeff with it. Into the paint. Kicks it out. Clay throws it. Strong now right wing. Defended by Sean Groves, who's checked into the contest for East Robertson. There are four different Groves players on this Indian team. I'll try to use first names to specify.
Yeah, and you see Sean Groves sticking to Grant Strong like glue. Now, basically trying to deny him the ball and see if Strong doesn't take him to the post right here, Daniel.
Big size mismatch. Strong almost a clear foot taller. Eli Smith out top, 3:30 and ticking first quarter. Clay County up 7-5.
You see the switch off. We've got 11. Isaiah Groves back on Strong now.
Inside, too strong. Defended by the taller Groves. Isaiah, he takes him to the hole. Shot up, no good. Put back by Grant Gunner.
That looked like a pass to himself there for a minute.
Should have been an assist or at least a rebound. 3:05 and ticking. Clay County up by 4. First quarter, 9-5. Groves out top. Dishes down low to Bernard. He brings the hometown crowd to their feet. 9-7. Bulldogs up by 2. Strong with it. Right wing works against Isaiah Groves. Into the paint. Shot's no good. Fouls on the floor. Clay County going to inbound from the baseline. The personal called against Isaiah Groves. His first.
Strong really being patient off the bounce right here. Just a great job by him early getting to the rack.
Spivey with it on the inbound. Kicks to Bailey out top. Burchett still on the bench with that sore ankle. Grant Strong, long three-pointer.
Oh.
Too strong off the back of the iron. Gets the rebound. Crosses the timeline again. Had to go into the backcourt to get it. It was not an over the back. They wanted it. Baseline spin. No good. Put back no good. Rebound. Keaton Arms. Arms with it. Back to Strong. Strong in the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound to Spivey. Spivey now with it. Spins. Shoots. They say he travels.
A lot of contact right there. Three shot attempts by Clay County around the rim. These officials are going to let them play here tonight, Daniel. I kind of like it.
I do, too. I do, too. Bobby caught with the travel, even though we did not see it from up here. East Robertson back with the ball. Groves kicks it out to Bernard. His three-pointer no good. Rebound Strong. Yankton, he reached in on by Isaiah Groves. The whistle's blow still works against him. Spins in the paint. Shot's no good. Rebound Bernard. That's actually Edison. Edison kicks it over to Sean Groves. Sean Groves walks across the timeline, kicks to Isaiah Groves at right wing. He works against Keaton Arms. Tries to get past him. Shots up and no good. A foul call, though. Bryce Bailey should be given the foul. The Clay County fans booing their displeasure. And it is Bailey that picks up the personal, not Keaton Arms.
What an atmosphere, Daniel, already in this one.
Arms being very intentional tonight to not get into foul trouble. He fouled out of the region semifinal game against Gordonsville. And last night, in the Lady Dog action, we saw Bradley Burchett and Bella Ashok foul out. So this gym's been hard on post players concerning fouls. So far, Keaton playing clean, no fouls.
Yeah, he's done a great job. He cleared the board on the defensive end so far for Clay County. He kind of kept them in this game. It's 9-8. Minute 30 to go.
Strong across the timeline. Works the right side. Foul called on number 3, Ryan Luckett, a reserve. That's the fourth team foul against East Robertson. Coach, what's your thoughts so far?
Well, it looks like, you know, they're concentrating real hard not to let Grant get to the shot. You know, kind of foul him before or stop him before he gets to the shot. Good cut. A good five here. Good cut.
Jim scores from right off. They lost him in translation there on the inbound. And Spivey scores another. He's leading all scores in this contest. Minute 15 to take, and Eli Smith all over Taker Groves, denies access to the hoop. A jump shot's no good, it goes on rebound. Putback's no good, no good. Taker Groves picks up his second personal. And the Black Company, another fans who made the hour and a half trip, love it. They want to see him given a technical foul.
All a product of the defense right there by Clay County, just pounding Groves. He's scoreless here in the first quarter, Daniel.
Primarily, Eli Smith. 1 minute left in the first. Clay County up by three, 11-8. Grant Strong with it, defended by Luckett for the Indians. Grant Rives gives it to Eli. He scores on the first. And now you're just starting to see superior basketball.
Yeah.
Indians with it on right wing. They give off to Sean Groves. He dribbles through the legs. Kicks over to Isaiah Groves, top of the key. A foul called against Grant Strong. His first personal of the contest. Clay County's second team foul. 37.3 seconds in the first. Clay up by 5. 13-8. They work it in. Do the Indians to Bernard out top. He kicks to Isaiah Groves, right wing. Three-pointers up, no good. Rebound on. Keaton with his fourth rebound already.
Doing a great job underneath the basket, and here comes Strong.
Strong with it, kicks to Arms, right wing. Now Smith, down low. He dribbles out, gets to Bailey. Three-pointers away, no good. Rebound by Isaiah Groves. 12 seconds and ticking. First quarter, Indians with it. Sean Groves into the paint. Buckets good. Eli Smith called for the foul. Eli wasn't even attempting to guard Sean Groves.
He just kind of
got ran into by Groves. Groves misses the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Rebound Grant Strong. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Three. And a foul on the floor call with 2.2 seconds. That's in the first quarter. Yep. We have an outstanding atmosphere. Clay County fans and East Robertson fans doing battle across the court, just like the players out on the floor.
Yeah, this is what small town basketball is all about. The people from Salina and Clay County have come out in droves here tonight, and the home team has done the same.
Inbound to Spivey, shots up, no good. Rebound to Indians, buzzer sounds. At the end of one, it's the defending state champs, 13. The District 8 champs, 10.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects. Projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to East Robertson High School for the boys 4A championship game, where Clay County leads 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. The Dogs are being led by Jeff Spivey. He's got 7 first quarter points for Clay County.
Clay County with the ball to start this second quarter. They also have a 3-point lead, 13-10. Strong out top, works to the left. Now the left side of the lane to the box, scores! Groves right past Isaiah Groves. And I have been miscalling in the first quarter, number 11, Elijah Groves. I've been calling him Isaiah Groves. It's now Elijah Groves drives inside, kicks out to Isaiah Groves. His three-pointer no good. Rebound by Spivey. Bailey to Spivey. Spivey ahead to Smith. Smith into the paint, kicks two. Stolen by Groves, trying to kick the Arms. It was taken away. And a layup good by Elijah Groves, making it 15-12. 7:15 and ticking. As we mentioned, a sub-state type atmosphere here tonight. Neither of these teams going to be eliminated, though, in this particular round of the Region 4A title game. Spivey, inside, shot no good. Rebound, Elijah Groves. He's into the front court, into the paint. Kicks it over to number four. That's Andrews. He's going to score. Now it is the Indians playing the superior game of basketball, and they have a nice run that makes this a one-point game. A 30-second timeout taken by Clay County. Coach Edwards wants to calm his guys down. We're going to take a break with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Clay County 15, East Drop 14.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County with the ball coming out of timeout. 6:53 mark, second quarter. Dogs up by one, 15-14. Smith across the timeline, into the paint, gets the strong, strong to the hoop, scores. What a great display of athleticism from both teams so far. 6:35. Over to Isaiah Groves, now back to Elijah. Taylor Groves, the star of the Groves, is on the bench with two personal fouls. Three-pointer, Sean Groves, in and out, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Grant Strong. Grant was fouled from behind. That's not the call, though, even though that's what happened. East Rob going to end.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again.
Offensive foul call, Coach?
Yep, two fouls on number 11.
Second personal picked up by Elijah Groves.
I think we're back.
So the ball now in the hands of the Bulldogs. We had technical issues for a moment that caused a disruption in our flow. Clay County with it, 5:30 mark, second quarter, 17-14. Dogs do lead. Strong to the hoop, he's fouled. It's going to be number 23, Mason Edison, called for the foul. And he appears to be shaking up a little, Coach. Him and Strong kind of shake hands there. Appears to be rubbing the bridge of that nose. He must have caught a little elbow or something as he tried to defend Strong. Strong in the line. First one's good. Eight team fouls against East Robertson. Second one's away by Grant. Also good. Clay County up now by five. 19-14, I think it should be. There they put it on the board. Substitutes in. Vice Bailey checking out. Andrew Smith in for him.
Andrew Groves returns too, Daniel.
He does. On the floor for Clay County, Andrew Smith, Eli Smith, Jeff Spivey, Grant Strong, and Keaton Arms. Isaiah Groves with it at right wing. Hands to Taylor Groves. Taylor with it. Inside. Kicks cross corner to Sean. Now out top. Bernard with it. Back to Taylor Groves. Eli Smith all over him, not allowing him to hoop. But he finds an open teammate. And that's number 24, Jordan Bernard, who adds the bucket from left block. A breakdown in the Clay County defense on the baseline. 4:50 and ticking. Second quarter. Dogs up by three. They have the basketball. 19-16 the score. Spivey with it out top. Swings to Strong, left wing. He works against one of the Groveses. Down low to Arms. Keaton couldn't hang on. Now Keaton goes to the floor, holding his right ankle. He's back up, though, and coming to the defensive end. Taylor Groves, three-pointer, no good, rebound Strong. Full court pass ahead to Eli Smith. Lay up. Ooh, no good. Ball loose. Eli hustling for it. Goes hard to the ground. Under his own momentum, he wasn't pushed. It's Indian basketball. As bad as I hate to agree with it, I think it was the right call. But the hustle Eli Smith just showed brings shades to my memory of that state title game where you see those snapshots of him laid out parallel to the floor. We just saw it again.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. Just a great job by Smith. Good defensive play to keep him from finishing on that fast break.
Indians with it. Clay County with a three-point lead, though, 19-16. Still, Grant Strong, one-on-one against Bernard. Behind the back of the hoop. Yeah. One of the best plays I have seen all year, Coach.
That's a good one. Great steal. Great defense.
The East Robertson crowd has been quieted by the Strong layup. 21-16. Dogs lead by five. Sean Groves, three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Keaton Arms.
Nothing wrong with Arms right there.
Not at all. The foot looks healthy. His sixth rebound on the night here in this first half of play. Strong with it. Gives to Spivey out top.
Well, a solid look right here from East Robertson. They switched up a little bit, Daniel.
2-3 look.
Yes, sir.
Strong, three-pointer. Can he beat the zone? Does not allow it. Rebound, Keaton Arms. Kicks it. Five. His three's away.
On the way.
Barely misses. Rebound to Indians. Bernard
on that possession right there, Daniel.
Two good-looking shots that didn't fall.
Taylor Groves out top. Eli Smith shutting down who should have been a Mr. Basketball finalist. A tip and putback by Sean Groves. No good. Rebound Spivey. Coach Edwards getting the attention of his senior, Grant Strong. Talks to him as he walks down the court. Coach Edwards desperately wanting to run a certain set here. He gets the information in.
Just adjusting to this zone defense, putting Strong at the free throw line. Eli Smith finds him. He'll distribute from there, Daniel.
Works against Isaiah Groves. Groves steals it from him. Or does he? Strong back with it. Passes off to Bailey. Bailey to Spivey. Spivey a three right wing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
24-16. Clay County, their biggest lead of the night. 8 points. Bernard tries to answer. Misses the shot. Rebound by Isaiah Groves. Keeps it alive for East Robertson. He kicks the Taylor Groves. Three-pointer. Good. Another great shot. Unfortunately, by East Rock.
Yeah.
He's a gamer. Taylor Groves.
First points of the game for Groves. He can shoot it from deep. I think he made five against Clay County in that first game in the season. Daniel, and the first open look he's seen, and he got in on a bounce.
Bailey, three-pointer. Just missed. Off the fingertips of Arms out of bounds. East Robertson takes back over. Minute 47 mark. 24-19 here in the second quarter. Clay County leads. Now, Taylor Groves has his first points of the game because he chose to shoot from 4 feet behind the arc. Eli Smith wanted to aim any closer.
No, it happened on a long time rebound, too. He gathered it, pulled the trigger, knocked it down. That's what Groves can do, Daniel. If he gets a clean look, he's going to score. Smith's just keeping him from seeing it right now.
Absolutely. Timeout taken by East Robertson. Full timeout. About a minute and a half left here in the second quarter. Clay County up 24-19.
That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live, second quarter action, minute 47 left.
Western Tennessee is a great place.
Clay County leads here right before the half. Minute 38. Indians with it. 5-point lead for the Dogs. Taylor Groves, right wing. Defended by Smith. Tries to take him to the hole. Has help. Kicks to Sean Groves. Sean with it inside and a foul call. Either Bailey or Arms. I think that's 15 he flashed to the scorer's table.
Yeah.
Bailey picks up his second. Indians on the inbound. Edison inside to Taylor Groves. He is Taylor Groves had backed the shoulder of Eli Smith in to wrap off. Thought he was going to score over the top. Keaton Arms had other ideas. Swatted it. Taylor Groves, inbound play, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Strong ahead. Eli Smith, lay up, right block. No, he passes on it, gets to Spivey. Baseline drive, floater, no good. Tip back by Strong, no good. Rebound, Keaton Arms, his eighth of the night. He fights for the ball. A foul going to be called against the Indians. Keaton Arms had possession. Nobody else was getting it.
No, it's not happening, Daniel. Keaton Arms playing a great game. He's rebounding well, getting position, and playing great defense. This crowd's going nuts right here. It's just Keaton Arms going to the line.
Arms in the line, shooting the front end of a 1-1. 19 foul against East Robertson. They have a deep bench, and they're trying to use the deep bench, coach, to play pretty physical defense.
Yeah.
Why they have 19 fouls. Arms misses the free throw. Rebound, Isaiah Groves. He gives to Taylor. Taylor Groves with it across the timeline. Kicks to Bernard. Now back out top to Sean Groves. Now Elijah. Now Isaiah. All four of the Groves is in right now. Joining the four Groves is Madison Edison.
Look at Smith work down there in the post against Groves, Daniel. He's trying to get position. Smith does have help when he needs it as he goes to the post, but he's just doing a good job keeping him where he can't even throw a lob to him.
Three-pointer taken by the Indians. Rebound, Grant Strong. 25 seconds left in this second quarter. Dogs up by five. Strong to the hole. Shot up from right block. Use the back ball.
Good pass. Good job of getting by him. Got by him with his body and then put the ball in.
Clay County leading by seven. 26-19. Taylor Groves into the paint. Kicks it to Sean Groves out at top. He backs in. Shot. Good. Buzzer's going to sound. First half of play ends. It is an absolute dandy here in the Region 4A Championship. Clay County leads it by five. 26-21 here at East Robertson High School over the East Robertson Indians.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to East Robertson High School for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here for the Region 4A Championship game, and what a game we've had so far. It's 26-21 at halftime with Clay County leading the hosts, East Robertson, the Indians, and it's been an up-and-down affair as Clay County led 13-10 at the end of the first quarter and then outscored East Robertson 13-11 in the second to take this five-point lead at halftime. It's 26-21. In that second stanza, Grant Strong scored 10 of his game-high 14 so far here at the break, while Jeff Spivey had 7 of his 10 here at halftime in the first quarter. Eli Smith also has 2 for Clay County. The story of this one so far, Taylor Groves, just 3 points here in the first half for East Robertson, while Elijah Groves has 5, Mason Edison 3, Jordan Bernard has 6, and Sean Groves has 4 for the Indians. Again, Clay County leads 26-21 here at halftime. Stay with us for this one, folks. It's going to be a good one.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge here at halftime on the Papa Girl Body Shop halftime show. Clay County does lead by 5 points, 26-21. The Subway Trivia Challenge is brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Solana to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Solana Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In the 2015 Region Championship game, the Clay County Bulldogs faced the Good Pasture Christian Cougars at Watertown High School in what turned out to be a thrilling Bulldog win that opened the door to the Dogs' first home sub-state game in 4 years. What Bulldog player hit the game-winning three-pointer to account for the final margin of 58-55? That's a classic one. Remember watching that one in person. I'm going to read it one more time. If you think you know the answer, please send in your response to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. In the 2015 Region Championship game, the Clay County Bulldogs faced the Good Pasture Christian Cougars at Watertown High School in what turned out to be a thrilling Bulldog win that opened the door to the Dogs' first home sub-state game in 4 years. What Bulldog player hit the game-winning three-pointer to account for the final margin of 58-55? Coach, while we're waiting on some responses for that, got about a minute and a half here before the third quarter starts. Coach Edwards, in his 22-year career, has only met East Robertson three times that he's won each of those contests. But during your career, a lot of meetings with them. They had some great teams.
Yes, we had some great meetings. We were in the same region for a number of years, and we managed to beat them a couple of times. They managed to beat us a couple of times. We actually played them the first year that I coached in a Christmas tournament down in Jackson County. And I know they came out on the floor, and they, of course, they were the East Robertson Indians. And when they lined up for the jump ball, they did a war dance around the jump circle out there. And we're all sitting there looking, you know, and they, you know, they were hooping and dancing. And but it, I thought it was kind of neat, but I'll always remember that was before Coach Colley took over, a year or so before he took over. But I know he did a tremendous job down here over the years. And we played him a couple of times, and we still talk about one game we had over Tennessee Tech that we both claim was probably the best game ever played in the state of Tennessee, that he managed to win on a one-point margin at the end of the ball game and then won the state tournament.
We do have a correct answer to the trivia challenge, and it comes from Amber Strong, who's listening in tonight. She said John Tanner Dodson, and she's 100%
right. The weatherman.
The weatherman. He was making it rain. The self-proclaimed weatherman. Edwards, I told him the question earlier. Of course, obviously, he immediately knew it.
Region tournament MVP, I think he got for that shot, maybe.
Only P. Ridger to ever receive one, he normally reminds people he
did. That's right. What a shot it was. Congratulations to Amber. We had a lot of other guesses also. Peyton Smith, Dawson Russell, both great three-point shooters on that team later on, I guess, next year. They really
were sophomores that year.
Yeah, and John Tanner, he could bury it from deep. Boy.
Congratulations, Amber Strong. We will be sending you, once this postseason runs over, a sticker and a certificate, courtesy of Subway and the local Solana location's owners, Greg and Melissa Brannon. Third quarter is underway. Indians with the ball. Offensive. No.
Oh.
I thought they saw a charge on Green.
That's terrible.
On Friday. Just called for the personal. Here's the good thing, guys. Only he is first, I believe.
And on the floor. I thought he was on.
No, maybe not.
Points not on the scoreboard yet, but there has been a delay. I was trying to call. 3-point play made the old-fashioned way to open up the third quarter for Zechariah Prince. And we still see 26-21. Now they've got points going on. 2 points the difference, guys. Clay County 26, East Rob 24. Grant Strong, 3-pointer in the line. Dogs back in front now, 29-24. The Mr. Basketball finalists finding his stroke on that one. 7:15 and ticking. Third quarter. The teams have switched into the floor. Indians work at the hoop to our right. Bulldogs the hoop to our left. Edison with it. Long two-pointer. No good. Rebound Keaton Arms. He's got 9 on the night. Kicks to Grant Strong. Grant across the timeline. Sets up at left wing. Works against Isaiah Groves. Picks up the dribble. Kicks to Spivey. Jeff got his baseline. Shot up. Good. They say
he tried. He did. He shuffled his feet.
A great move.
Made one move too many. One move too many. Had him beat.
On the floor for Clay County to start this third, we see Eli Smith, Jeff Spivey, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, and Bryce Bailey. Jimmy Burchett had an ankle injury in the first quarter. He has not returned to action.
Yeah, he's on the far baseline down there trying to work it off. Daniel, he's not sitting on the bench. He's trying to stretch it out still.
Gotta be hurting. He's a tough kid. If he's not in there, it's hurting bad. Groves, three-pointer, too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Bailey. Bailey gets to Arms. Keaton out of Grant. Grant across the timeline. Third quarter action. 6:15 and ticking. Dogs leading by 5. 29-24. Grant with it. Kicks to Eli Smith at left wing. Eli got to come out top. Reset the offense. Hands to Grant. Keaton Arms sets a screen. Strong shoots a three. Jamaica City has seen Grant shoot from outside during this Region 4A tournament. He's
give him 20, around. Daniel. Give him 20. Strong just shooting it with confidence right now. He's proven why he's considered the best player in Class A.
The other athlete wanted to show his stuff. Taylor Groves drives into the paint. Finds an open teammate, though, for three. That's three-pointer, no good. Taylor Groves called for his third personal foul. He's very frustrated. Clay County going to take back over. 5:38 mark, third quarter.
We picked up that third foul because of the box out of Keaton Arms. Arms going up, ripping down that rebound, and frustrated Groves, and he kind of came over the back with the reach.
Spivey with it, gives to Strong. Grant driving baseline. Thinks about a three, chooses better of it, kicks to Spivey. His three's away.
Oh.
In and out, no good. Rebound Taylor Groves. Groves pushes ahead. Dishes off to Isaiah Groves. Lay up. No good. Rebound to Spivey. Dogs leading by 8. Trying to build on the lead. 32-24. Spivey with it. Kicks to Grant. The senior classmates played their whole careers together. Strong. Fires a three. No good. Rebound to Smith. The Spark Club tonight. Kicks to Arms. Keaton foul. Yeah, Thomas, you talked about it on the way down here and talked about it in our pregame show there during the full coverage final word. Keaton Arms did not play the second game of the season when these teams met in Salina. He's showing up tonight, has 10 rebounds already, and now he's at the free throw line.
Yeah, he's been huge, Daniel. Another one right there, really. At least Ball is what it was. And Arms knocks down the first free throw. Well, I talked about these guys need to play their best game. So far, they have. Everybody's contributed on both ends of the floor, and Clay County can take a 10-point lead with this Arms make, and he does it, Daniel.
Puts both of them, 34-24. What about it, Coach?
Well, we just need to keep playing at this pace, not make any mistakes. The worst we need to do is trade basket for basket for a while. Don't give them any kind of run.
Taylor Groves, three-pointer, good. Eli Smith was down on him. Just a great shot by a great player. Timeout taken.
He can't do that. He can't call timeout.
A timeout taken that was awarded East Robertson. Clay County playing quickly. That's what Coach Watson was upset about. He didn't think East Robertson should have been allowed the timeout. Very similar to last week in the district tournament when I was upset.
Did he call it?
East Robertson did, I think.
There's no way. He didn't have possession of the ball.
No, that's what I thought. We're going to stay on air here. We're already into this 30-second timeout. So, Clay County leading here, 34-27. Been a great game so far, great atmosphere. 7 points the lead. Thomas, statistically, nothing really jumping out other than the huge point total so far by Grant Strong.
Yeah, he's playing great so far tonight. He's like I say, up to 20, buried two threes to open this third quarter to kind of get Clay County out to that 10-point lead. Before the other great athlete on the floor here tonight, Taylor Groves, got another look. He's had two looks tonight, Daniel. He's buried both of them. Great athlete. He's just really being limited by the defense of Clay County with Eli Smith on the point man against him, and then others helping. As you see Clay County kind of getting in position here with the Indian defense, Daniel, as they try to let a little air out of this one.
Spivey with it out top, defended by Sean Groves. Jeff hands off to Grant, 4-10 and ticking, third quarter. 34-27, Dogs leading by 7. Strong, jump shot, no good. Rebound inside by the Indians. They throw it away, though, right into the outstretched hands of Bass Bailey. Dogs with another chance. Grant Strong with it out top. Works to the right. Defended by Isaiah Groves. Dishes on his arms patiently. Puts it up. Scores. Waited for the
great assist. Great assist.
The top, and then he scored the bucket. Clay County up now by 9, 36-27, and you get the feeling, I know it's really early, I'm not saying this one's over, but you get the feeling that the Indians have not played an opponent like this in a long time. They've won 18 or 19 straight, but they almost, the body language tells me that they maybe have a hold of something they don't want to have a hold of.
Right, and I think they've had a hold of that two games in a row, Daniel, really, with Pickett County out of District 7A and now with the Dogs here. Out of District 7A, I don't know that they've seen this level of basketball in a while, anyway. And so a technical foul going to be called. Sean Groves right here, trying to guard Jeff Spivey at the free throw line. And Spivey keeping his cool, Groves kind of losing his.
Head coach Kurt Catan of the Indians, furious. As he watches Grant Strong go to the line to shoot the free throws, Strong hits the first. Now Clay County is going to have the possession as well, Coach.
Yes, big turnaround, big turnaround here.
Dogs up a 10. Strong has another one coming. It's away. Good. So the ball going to be back in Clay County's hands. Clay County seeking their sixth region title in an eight-year stretch. Another technical foul. The Indians
That's goal. That's four fouls.
They cannot handle the pressure. The McCoy County players, coaching staff, fan base are putting on them.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. It's a great atmosphere here for high school basketball. And like you say, they're getting down and they're not handling it very well. And Strong's getting the payoff at the free throw line. That's the third make in a row for him. Biggest thing, and that's the fourth foul on Taylor Groves. He's going to have to go to the bench right here.
This is turning into a wild atmosphere, and I don't dare take a break at this moment.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here. Official timeout or
a full timeout taken by somebody right now. I'm seeing head coach Kirk Catan in the face of an official.
Well, I think he took the timeout to try to give an explanation of what happened there with Groves. I think he saw the first one with Sean Groves and Spivey going at it up the three-point line. The second one he's not sure about, so he took a timeout so he could talk to the officials here. Clay County's up 39-27 at this point. Grant Strong has another chance here at the free throw line when we come back from this break, Daniel.
Gotta play one here.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated car parts store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, Grant Strong at the line. I think he has one free throw remaining from the second technical foul that has been assessed against the Indians. Taylor Groves on the bench with four personals. Strong was 4 of 4 on those technical attempts. Now, with a 13-point lead, Coach, the defending state champs get the basketball back. Eli Smith works it into Grant Strong. 3:15 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night. 13 points, 40-27. Grant with it out top. Three-pointer. Top of the key. No good. Rebound. Elijah Groves. Elijah Groves, probably the best offensive player on the floor with Taylor Rossetti. It's Bernard now in the corner. Dishes off to Isaiah Groves. Back to Elijah. Eli Smith defending Elijah Groves. Takes him one-on-one. Eli and Keaton Arms turn him away. Groves back with it out top. 2:40 and ticking. Three-pointer. Elijah Groves, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. 11th of the night by my count. That's unofficial, of course. Grant Strong dishes to Bailey. Bailey baseline pass to Smith. Smith going to dribble back out, reset. Elijah Groves desperately wants the ball. Eli keeps it away from him with a fine display of ball handling. Hands off to classmate Jeff Spivey. Jeff now with it. He drives into the paint, kicks the Arms. Now Smith, Clay County just letting the air out of it here. 2 minutes left in this third quarter. 13 points. The Black, Purple, and Gold advantage. Spivey, three-pointer.
In and out.
No good. Yeah, shot. Well, it was a beautiful shot. Went two-thirds of the way down into the hoop and somehow spun back out. East Robertson back with the basketball, trying to cut into this 13-point Clay County lead. Elijah Groves kicks over to Edison. Just a weave between the three guards here on the right-hand side. Three-pointer, Edison, too short. Rebound, Spivey. Spivey going to walk it across for a timeline. Set the offense for Clay County. Gives to Grant. Grant with it. Works against Isaiah Groves. Baseline floater, no good. Rebound, Keaton Arms. Put back, no good, but a foul call. Keaton Arms. Thomas has dubbed him the X-Factor.
Great rebound by Keaton Arms.
And he has 12 rebounds by our tally. And once again, he's at the line to shoot. Not a ton of points, Thomas, but a huge performance by Keaton Arms.
Yeah, he really has played well. We know how good he is at the line, too, Daniel. He's made all of those tonight, 3 for 3 at this point. And, you know, he's just playing really great. And there's nobody really that East Robertson's got that can keep Keaton Arms off the board.
Knocks them both down there. Minute 15 and ticking. Clay County up, folks, by 15 points. District 7 champs and the District 8 champs getting it on here at East Robertson High School. Indians back with the ball, trailing by 15. 1 minute left in the third. Ruckett in the corner. Passes on the shot. Pass stolen almost by Strong. A three-pointer away by Edison. Left wing. It's good. Mason Edison knocks down a three-pointer. Clay County takes back over, leading by 12. Strong with it. 40 seconds left in the third. Grant going to slow down. Perhaps play for the last shot. Kicks it to Andrew Smith, who's checked in. He gives back to Grant. Grant being defended by Isaiah Groves. Works against him, into the paint, dishes down the hole, pass kick, back in the hands of Spivey. Jeff, inside pass to Keaton. Keaton, power move, shots up, no good, but he's fouled.
Good pass, good recovery. Great job of recovering off of a bad pass.
Ryan Luckett called for the foul. Coach Edwards sending in sophomore Y. Browning, who had a great night against Gordonsville after Keaton Arms fouled out. I think scored 8 points in reserve action. Arms again, two on the free throw.
Hey, we're seeing some big minutes here by reserves, too, Daniel. We've seen the youngster, Andrew Smith, come in and play big minutes, but none bigger than what Bryce Bailey, the junior, has done so far tonight in the absence of Jimmy Burchett here in this second half.
Ankle injury in that first quarter by Jimmy Burchett. Pretty early in the first as well. Both of the free throws hit. By Arms, 14 points to lead for Clay County. Indians take over, 17-7.
We need a good stop.
Sean Groves with it. Jump shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Spivey. Jeff with a lot of rebounds tonight. He presses across the timeline. 6 seconds from the clock. Taken away by Groves. Hands off to Elijah Groves. He scores a bucket in the buzzer. Third quarter expires here. Clay County with a 12-point lead heading into the final 8 minutes of this contest. It's the Bulldogs 44, Indians 32.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here now, Thomas. 8 minutes left to settle this big showdown between district champs.
Yeah, just a great effort in that third quarter by Clay County. They outscored East Robinson 18-11 to get up to 12 right here. Grant Strong has 24 for Clay County to lead the way heading into the fourth.
Eli Smith with it out top. No need for Clay County to be in a big rush. Taylor Groves comes back in, playing with four fouls for the Indians here at the start of the fourth. Smith gives to Arms. Keaton out the free throw line. Dribbles back out on top. Hands to Strong. Grant with it. Going to come back out. Ball knocked out of bounds. Nice little reach in defense by Isaiah Groves. Clay County maintains possession, though. Yeah. Also returning for the Indians, Zechariah Prince, who's not necessarily in foul trouble, but he had that technical earlier. No, he did not have one earlier. Maybe he is in foul trouble. Clay County on the inbound, 5-0 left wing, spins, drives, shoots, left block, scores.
Good job, Jeff.
Use that big long wingspan to reach in and lay it off the board. Jeff Spivey had the first seven for the Bulldogs in this contest, I believe it was. Opened up the night strong and just played strong throughout. Sean Groves, three-pointer, no good, rebound Strong. Grant having passed the Bailey, taken away by Sean Groves. Never did get the Bailey. Prince with it now. Now Taylor Groves, left wing, works against Smith. A foul call against Eli. That's okay. He's done a tremendous job tonight with Taylor Groves.
That looked like an offense.
Has the senior athlete shaken up?
That looked like an offensive foul.
Yeah.
A clear out.
And when I say senior athlete, I'm referring to Groves, not Smith.
Yeah, both great athletes, there's no doubt about it. Of course, Groves, an SEC signee in football, and Smith hanging right with him all night long.
All night long, doing it again, denying him access anywhere closer than the three-pointer. But Taylor Groves can shoot it over the top of somebody anyway, and he hits a triple. 6:35 mark, fourth quarter, Clay up by 11, Strong into the paint, shot no good. And a foul going to be called against Grant. And over the back, trying to get their rebound. Just one of those deals where Grant wanted it real bad, but had Indians between him and
yeah.
the ball. Only Grant's second personal, though, Coach.
You've got to go back to Groves, Daniel. That was a huge shot. Gets East Robinson back within 11 right here with 6:30 to play. You know, that's all he's got. Three looks, three threes so far in this contest. He's got nine.
Tremendous job, Eli Smith. Defending that. Groves again, three short. Put back ball by the nine. No good. Rebound. And Isaac Groves scores the bucket. We're back to a nine-point contest. Clay County 46. East Robertson 37. 6 minutes left here in regulation. Timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. He wants to talk to his team. 6:03 remains in the fourth. Clay County 46. East Rob 37. We'll be back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, I hope you've been able to hear us tonight over the roar of this crowd. It's been massively loud in here.
Yeah, it's been crazy, Daniel. This is the best atmosphere I've seen in a long, long time. And Taylor Groves has just fouled out of the ballgame, Daniel.
And guess who he fouled?
Eli.
But Finney, the man who has shut down Groves tonight, is the one that's fouled by Groves as he exits. Head coach Catan about to get teed up if he don't chill out.
No, I think he won't see, Daniel. I think that's his intentions right here. And he does it. You know, I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, he's a star athlete. It's his only hope to win this ball game. I know it's just a 9-point game, but without Taylor Groves, it's a 15-point ball game right now. You know, he's the one that made the three to kind of spark.
Come on, Eli, hit these.
For East Robinson. And now, I think that was just a statement from the coach right there.
I think so. Very frustrated. Knows that unless something crazy happens, and it's only a 9-point game, is Eli Smith shooting the technical free throws. Misses the first.
No, he's
one of one. Hit the first, miss the second. Oh, that was the one and one.
One and one.
Gotcha, gotcha. Grant Strong now coming for the technical free throws. So Eli missed the front end of the one and one. Grant comes up to shoot the technical free throws. He hits the first, second one coming. Also good. So Clay County backs up now by 11. 48-37, and they have the basketball. Too early to call this game. Long time
I'll tell you what, long time yet left to go.
Clay does lead by 12, and they've led for a long time now since they kind of captured the lead. East Rob has not regained it. Arms with it on top. Kicks to Eli Smith. Eli has his pocket pick. And a travel call by number 24.
Good call. He rolled over. Good. He gained an advantage, and that's the rule.
It was a great defensive hustling play, but he did travel. Clay County regains possession. Spivey with it on the inbound. Gives to Bailey. Bailey out top. Hands to Grant. 5:45 and ticking. A foul going to be called against Isaiah Groves. Grant Strong going to go behind to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Strong, very good from the free throw line tonight. He's been good now all season, in fact. He shot a tremendous amount from the charity stripe. First one's away. Good. Earns the right to shoot the second. Looking at season totals provided by assistant coach Andrew Med, as we see Grant coming into tonight. Had hit 223 of 286 free throws. Good enough for 78%, and he hits both of those. Clay County up by 13, 50-37, 5:35 and ticket. Sean Groves with it, long two-parter. They called that a three, but it was no good. They were going to grant him three somehow, but he missed it regardless. Strong rebound into the front court. Dishes to Smith. Smith wasn't expecting it. He does get possession, has to kick out the Bailey, though. Grant Strong back with it. Grant out top. Kicks to Spivey. Three-pointer. Left corner. Yeah.
Great job, Jeff.
That could be the nail on the coffin here. Plenty of time left, but all the momentum, Clay County's way. 16 points for lead after Spivey has the three-pointer. But just like that, with Elijah Groves coming down with an athletic move on the baseline, the sophomore adds two more points for the Indians.
Let's work a little clock for a few minutes.
Strong now, working out top, has the ball knocked away, regains possession, kicks to Keaton Arms down low. Keaton thinks about it, kicks it back out to Eli Smith. Little back and forth between Grant and Eli. Now Bryce Bailey. Now Spivey, just a weave out top. 4:30 and ticking. Strong will be tied for the travel.
Yep.
He drove inside, thought about going to the post, it looked like, changed his mind with the pass, went outside and had a stutter step.
Caught himself in the middle.
He bumped off balance there a little bit, Daniel, as he got into the lane and just couldn't keep his feet.
Sean Groves let the ball roll, saving a few seconds before he picks it up. Gives to Edison. Baseline drive way up there. 53-41. Clay County up by 12. 4:10 and ticking. Region 4A Championship. This is not elimination basketball. Both of these teams will advance. They will pair up with Van Buren and Chattanooga Prep in some form or fashion on Monday night in the section. 3:55 and ticking. And they say we're not supposed to hit the ball. Indians take back over.
Need a stop this time.
Timeout taken. Coach Evans, 30-second variety.
Calm down a little bit.
We'll play one ad. 3:54 left in the contest. Clay County up by 12, 53-41.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to East Robinson High School, where Clay County leads 53-41 over the Indians. A little under 4 minutes to play here in the Region 4A Championship game. Grant Strong's got 28 to lead Clay County. Just Bobby, 15, Daniel. So two in high double figures.
Absolutely. Indians with the ball. Sean Groves, three-pointer, wide of the mark. Rebound, Grant Strong. 3:45 and ticking. Strong to Smith. Smith to Spivey. Granite left wing, not Grant, but Jeff. Jeff left wing. Has it taken away by Elijah Groves. The pass ahead to Sean Groves. D.I. Smith in position to defend. Nice defense. The layup is missed. The putback by Anderson was good. 10 points the difference. 53-43. Clay County in control here. Just need to calm down and work. A foul against Elijah Groves.
East Robinson on a 6-0 run right here, Daniel, to cut it down to 10 points. I think this is what we got to do. We're picking down close to 3 minutes to go. You know, put it in Strong's hands. Make East Robinson come out and guard him. They've done a good job in the last, 2 minutes of this ball game, kind of keeping it out of Strong's hands and creating a couple turnovers that's gotten them back in it here at 10 points. But if Strong goes to the free throw line, he can ice this one with 3 minutes to go.
It is double bonus. It didn't matter, though. Because he hit the first one.
You're right.
Second one's away. Good.
Okay, now I think we get a little clock run off here.
Sean Groves letting it roll. Picks it up. Slides. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound team Barnes. 12 on the night. The next one makes a baker's dozen. It equals his number of 13. Strong into the front court. Puts it up. Good. Strong scoring through contact from Ryan Hawk. And the best basketball player in the state of Tennessee in Class A showing it tonight.
Oh, come on, guys.
Eli Smith called for the foul. A strange one, though, because Elijah Groves shoved him with the forearm.
Well, Smith been battling with him in there all night long.
Eli Smith played all night, only has three personals, and to play his brand of defense, and to have only three fouls at this point, 2:45 and ticking in the fourth. What a great control of his body. East Rob on the inbound. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Bryce Bailey. Gives Eli Smith. Smith into the front court. Going to take it on the leg. And they travel. Took extra steps.
Still indecisive right there on the fast break, Daniel.
It's a good hustle for the guys. Great hustle to the guys.
Yeah, the defender did a great job right there, kind of getting Smith up in the air.
East Drive on the inbound, 2:25 and ticking. Elijah Groves, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Strong across the timeline, through contact, weaves to the right, top of the key, dribbles behind the back, sets up a right wing, now drives baseline. Kicks across to Spivey. Now Bailey, thought about a three from the corner.
And he thought better of it.
Comes back, gives to Jeff. Now Bailey. Clay County got a milk clock. Force a foul. Spivey on the wall. First, they send a turn steal by Elijah Groves. He passes ahead to Sean. His
who blocked it.
The rebound. His 13th of the night. Minute 50 and ticking. The Clay County fans come to their feet, cheering on the defending state champs. Pass to Bailey. Layup. Good.
59-43, a 16-point lead. And this one's getting a little ugly here, quite frankly, in the last minutes of this fourth quarter.
This one's in the book, guys.
Foul called on the floor against Clay County. Have to apologize, listeners, for getting so excited. I can't help it. Probably hard to understand when I do that, but minute 28 left in this one, Thomas, a big lead. 16 points, Coach Watson for Clay County.
Tell you what, guys, it's a tremendous, tremendous ball game. Great job by all the guys on the floor.
Arms with the steel on the inbound.
Great contribution by everyone.
Now to Spivey. Now Strong with it, back to Jeff. This one's all but done. Clay County going to move on to Monday night's home game. It's going to be sub-state style against the loser of Van Buren and Kettleville Gapel. A game that's going on right now. Minute 3 left and subs being sent in by East Robertson. A standing ovation for the starters of Clay County. Bryce Bailey.
Great job by Bryson for filling in for Jimmy Burchett. A great job for it. Good job. For good steady ball. No mistake. Nothing fancy. Just played some good, hard, solid basketball game. Great contribution to the win by Bryce Bailey tonight.
100%. Jimmy with that early ankle injury. I think he's going to be okay moving forward, but he did sit the rest of the night tonight. Nate Adams with it, right corner inside the Weston Bird. Will now lock down and get a point. Picks up over there, saw from the semifinal round. Adding a bucket from Matt Rock. Indians with it. Clay County, folks, 6 region titles in 8 years. Dominance.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Making an attempt. It's a long road to hoe. But making an attempt to appear in their third state championship game in 6 years this season, if they could get there. 3-6. Dominance once again.
Yeah, in 7 out of 8 years, I think, in the state tournament, if that's not right. I'm pretty sure that's correct. And, you know, this team, there were some questions about them maybe mid-season on. Well, Clay County's lost a few games. But we've seen what they're made of here late in the postseason. And they're going to win a region title tonight against a very formidable opponent in East Robertson. They came in here on their home court, and, you know, this was as good as it gets early on, guys. And what an atmosphere it's been here tonight.
And well, one other note, he wouldn't want to mention, but head coach Rob Edwards in his 22nd season getting his 500th win tonight. What a tremendous career he's had.
He has, and
10 seconds is left in this, by the way.
10 seconds, and you've got Weston Burkle at the line.
Congratulations to Coach Edwards tonight for a job well done for many years.
Coaching staff,
proud of
players, the fans. Credit to the fans tonight in this big win. They tried.
Yes, absolutely.
Created a great atmosphere. More subs on the floor for Clay County. We apologize for not calling this last 30 seconds. Just wanted to talk about some of these intangibles. East Robertson's inbound. Time's ticking.
I just noticed something. The profile of this official looks just like Bob Weaver.
And this one goes final. Clay County moves to 22-6 on the year, and they are the region 4A champions against a very talented East Robertson Indian team tonight. They have nothing to be ashamed of.
Who would have thunk it?
Coach Edwards getting that 500th win. Lots of good things going on. We're going to play an ad or two. Come back and do the EcoPanel Bulldog wrap-up on the Farm Bureau postgame show and announce the all-tournament team that they're about to hand out.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver.
The announcement of the TDS top performer by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlake.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Clay County Region 4A champs move on to 22-6 on the year. Right now they're handing out the all-tournament trophies. We're going to go ahead and officially kick off the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. So far, Zach Aminet from Piggy County, Austin Dupre, from Goldsboro, from Clay County being added, Hunter Wattenbarger from Pickett County has been named. David Driver from Gordonsville. Elijah Groves from East Rome. And now Keaton Arms from Clay County. Sean Groves joining the All-Region team. A reserve, actually, from East Robinson, but he plays as many minutes as those starters.
Yeah, he played really well and was heavily relied on in this contest, Groves was.
Jeff Spidey being brought out onto the floor to receive his all-tournament 4A trophy. We'll rehash this entire team in a moment. Grant Strong coming out to receive his all-tournament trophy.
Taylor Groves
comes out and joins the all-tournament team. They have yet to announce an MVP of the group.
But they don't do an MVP.
Do they not? The region,
no.
I thought they did.
Did they do one of the girls of the night?
That's our
sure.
Was named
well, okay,
the region
okay, I'm sorry.
But, Coach, I think you're right. Well, tonight they're not winning them as heard last night. So here's your Region 4A All-Tournament team, guys, from Piggy County, Zach Aminet, from Gordonsville, Austin Dupre, from Piggy County, Hunter Wattenbarger, Gordonsville, David Driver, East Robertson, Elijah Groves, Clay County, Keaton Arms, East Robertson, Sean Groves, Clay County, Jeff Spivey, Clay County, Grant Strong, and from East Robertson, Taylor Groves. So an outstanding all-tournament team. Nice to see Arms, Spivey, and Strong joining with them. Nice tip of the hat for them. But the only thing they really cared about tonight, that Region 4A title, which they captured. So let's go ahead and roll here with this EcoPanels Bulldog wrap-up.
Well, Daniel, first of all, I just have to say, what a game. What an atmosphere. You know, we've called a lot of ball games in the last 5 seasons, and, you know, this may be You called it early on. This is going to be a like sub-state-like atmosphere. I think it might have went to another level here at East Robinson High School.
Well, that was hostility in those times with technical fouls and fan bases. That body language as far as gestures kind of battling back and forth. I agree, Thomas. It was bigger. Probably the biggest atmosphere we broadcast.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it was because it was a great game. You know, Clay County come out and fell behind, I think, 5-2 early on. And then they responded, started going back and forth. We saw them get out to a 13-10 lead at the end of the first quarter, and they extended that to a 5-point lead at halftime. So that shows you how close and the parity between these two teams in the first half.
You know, and like something I mentioned to begin with, it turned into a personal battle among their guys toward the end of the ball game.
It did.
You know, they were taking everything personally, and they kind of came apart, guys.
I agree.
Each one of them tried to win it at the end, like with a 3-point shot or something. But our team was a team again tonight.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Clay County played their best basketball, and they were getting rewarded for it. Folks, if you can hear this crowd right now, they're about to accept the Region 4A Championship trophy, and much appreciation from the crowd, and really from everybody that watched this game.
Absolutely. You know, just such outstanding team this year. We'll go ahead with our eco panel wrap. They are on the floor receiving this, and just amazing to watch these guys and be a part of Bulldog Nation right now. Thomas, get back to where you were at there.
Well, like I say, Clay County up 5 at the break, but they have been up a little bit more, about 8 during that second quarter run there, but they only upped it to 5 at halftime, and it was the second or third quarter push. We've talked about what Clay County's done in this postseason in the third quarter. And they did it again here behind Grant Strong. He had 10 in that quarter. And Keaton Arms, all 8 of his points came in that third quarter push, guys. And we talked about his game all night and what he's done there. So Clay County outscored East Robinson 18-11 in the third. They went up by 12, headed into the fourth quarter, and then put this one away down the stretch. East Robinson made a few shots. I think he got within single digits, maybe 9 at one point. But Clay County weathered the storm and turned on the gas down the stretch to come away with this 20-point victory, 63-43. For East Robertson, they were led by Elijah Groves, who had 11 points. He scored his number, Daniel. Mason Edison had 10. Jordan Bernard had 6. John Groves, 4 points tonight. Zachariah Prince had 3. And Taylor Groves held to 9 points here tonight. We're talking about 2 and then also for Clay County at Weston Burville, who scored 2, Wyatt Browning scored 2, Bryce Bailey scored 2, Eli Smith 2, Keaton Arms 8 points tonight, Jeff Spivey had 15, and Grant Strong 32 points tonight. So it wasn't just about the scoring for Clay County. It was the defense. It was on both ends of the court. Plenty going on for Clay County. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the TDS top performer.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, I think, or no? Yeah, there we go. Back here live on this Carquest, Farm Bureau post-game show. We did just wrap up that Bulldog wrap prior to break. It was brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Bay Log Homes in Hermann Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We'll transition now, Thomas, to the TDS top performer.
Yeah, didn't have you there in the break that I took to talk about the wrap-up, but, just a great team effort by Clay County right here tonight, Daniel. Had to do the wrap-up by myself, wouldn't you agree?
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I said a great team effort.
Oh,
Clay
gosh,
County.
Yes, 100%.
Lots of top performers that could be picked out of this one.
Easily.
Including, Grant Strong scoring 32 tonight. Jeff Spivey had 15. Eli Smith's defense. You can pick a lot of different guys, but I think you got to go with Keaton Arms. Arms has steadily gotten better game after game, especially here in the postseason. And, we talked about it. He just cleaned the boards for Clay County, his position, his superior strength, and his free throw shooting ability really helped Clay County get stretched out to that lead in the third quarter and really the entire game. He controlled the paint inside for Clay County.
He did, and he played. He came in tonight and adjusted his game based on the semifinal game against Gordonsville. And I think that's something that's hard to do. A lot of self-restraint for him, knowing that he had to adjust a little bit on how maybe he got to play all season long due to a change in officiating. So that shows his smarts. We're complete with Keaton because he is the only true post player we've got.
Right.
Jeff can go down and play post, make a good one. Grant's the size of a post. They play other roles. Keaton Arms is the guy in the paint. And when he's not out there, we're just different. We don't have that enforcer, so to speak. Nobody's as big and as tough and as strong as Keaton Arms out of the paint. And he shows it one time tonight, comes down with a rebound. Somebody, I don't know who the unfortunate individual was, but they tried to reach in and take it away from him. Thomas, that didn't happen. He's so physical, and he combined that physicality with that finesse tonight. And when he does that, he's outstanding.
Yeah, and we've talked about him, just a great athlete overall. And, such a contribution from Arms tonight, but especially throughout the season here also. And again, Arms just one of many that brought home this Region 4A championship tonight for Clay County. And congratulations, Keaton Arms.
100%. Keaton Arms, tonight's TDS top performer. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So, a couple of ball games coming up over the next couple of days. Iowa Bulldog Nation getting a well-deserved day off tomorrow. We will return on the air with the Lady Dogs on the road at Whipple for sub-state action Saturday night. That will tip off at 7 o'clock Central. Whipple is Central Time Zone. We'll go down there. Carquest pregame show will come on at 6:45. We might get a little antsy going at 6:42. Who knows?
You do that sometimes.
But we'll be there to cover that when they take on Whipple. And, two teams that have similar records, both of them. Clay County's 24-5, I guess. And Whipple something around like 25-6. So, on paper, a good matchup. We'll be there to call that one. Clay County's boys back in action Monday night from Joe Sims Gyms, thanks to this big, huge Region 4A win tonight. And they'll tip off at 7 o'clock against the loser of Van Buren County at Chattanooga Prep. Probably a final score out there if you want to look it up. We just haven't done it yet. So that one, on paper, not as good of a matchup. Van Buren's boys, Chattanooga Prep boys, around 500 ball clubs. Clay County should be huge favorites in that boys' game.
Yeah, as will be East Robertson. They'll have to travel to the winner of that same contest, of course. So I expect Clay County and East Robertson to both be in the state tournament 2 weeks from now, just kind of like I talked about that Red Bull and Springs and Clay County girls game last night, So look for East Robertson and these Indians to make another appearance, possibly against Clay County. Their season's definitely not over.
No, not at all. Outstanding ball club. Much respect to them.
One thing we need to discuss, we kind of threw it in there at the end of the game, but we've got to talk about Coach Edwards and his accomplishment of 500 wins here tonight. He's the type of guy that, he didn't want that advertised. He didn't want to take any credit for himself. He all wants to give it all to his players. all to the fans, the supporters, whoever. But he deserves it, Daniel. He's done it in a you know 22-year career, lots of accomplishments, and now 500 wins is one of them.
You know, he I'm biased to him. I'm sure there's somebody out there that would say he's horrible, but I'd like to meet him and talk to him.
Right.
But, you know, my final comment about Coach Edwards, just tremendous guy, treats the kids good, wins when you don't have the best of teams, wins when he does have the best of teams, just has had an outstanding career, and I hope that he chooses to lead Bulldog Nation boys basketball for 22 more years to come, because it's going to be a sad day when he decides to walk away from it. A happy day, but a sad day. 500 for him. So I guess that's going to wrap her up tonight. Clay County's boys, Region 4A champions for the sixth time in 8 years. For Fletcher Strong, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.